Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Rescue crews have pulled a woman from the wreckage of a building in Antakya, Turkey, a week after two powerful earthquakes struck. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
The woman, Nade Ume, had spent 174 hours beneath the rubble in the devastated town. She was rescued by a mixed crew that included members of Turkey's coal mine rescue team and teams from the Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality. Reports of rescues are coming less often as the time since the quake reaches the limits of the human body's ability to survive without water, especially in sub-freezing temperatures. The quakes have killed at least 33,000 people in Turkey and Syria, with the toll expected to rise considerably as search teams find more bodies in towns and cities inhabited by millions. I'm Charles Della Desma.
The United States military reported Sunday that 12 al-Shabaab militants were killed in an airstrike in central Somalia. The U.S. military said in a statement that the strike occurred February 10th at the request of the federal government of Somalia. The strike occurred in a remote area approximately 472 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. Russian forces over the weekend continued to shell Ukrainian cities amid a grinding push to seize more land in the east of the country. One person was killed and one wounded on Sunday in Nikopol. In Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, one person was wounded after three Russian missiles hit infrastructure facilities overnight. The Russian military said they struck armored vehicle assembly workshops. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. has now shot down four aerial objects in the sky over the last 8 days. The latest was yesterday in Michigan. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
On orders from President Biden, a fighter jet shot down an unknown object over Lake Huron. General Glenn Van Herk is head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command.
If it is a threat, I'll shoot it down.
This follows the shooting down of a big balloon from China off the South Carolina coast. Objects were also shot down over Canada and Alaska. Why all this activity? Melissa Dalton is Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense.
We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in the objects detected.
China now says more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown in its airspace during the past year without its permission. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thousands of Israelis are protesting outside the country's parliament building ahead of a preliminary vote on a judicial overhaul proposed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Netanyahu and his supporters say the proposed changes are needed to rein in a judiciary that wields too much power. His critics, however, say his attempt to take over the judicial system is tantamount to a coup and will destroy Israeli democracy. A committee that has been examining historic child sex abuse in the Portuguese Catholic Church says 512 alleged victims have come forward. Tommy McNeil has the story.
Senior Portuguese church officials had previously claimed that only a handful of cases had occurred. The Independent Committee for the Study of Child Abuse in the Catholic Church, set up by Portuguese bishops just over a year ago, looked into alleged cases from 1950 onward. The panel produced its final report Monday after a year's work. The statute of limitations has expired on most of the alleged cases. Portuguese bishops are due to discuss the report next month. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
NATO confirmed Sunday that Jens Stoltenberg, its long-serving chief, would leave office in October. Diplomats in Brussels say there is no consensus as to who should replace him as the Western Alliance's top civilian official, though some are considering a plan to extend his already 9-year-old term to oversee NATO's response to the crisis unleashed by Russia's war against Ukraine. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 in the National Football League's Super Bowl Sunday night in Arizona. For the Chiefs, it was their third trip to the Super Bowl and second victory in 4 years. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.